brought to you by Penguin.
The Promise by Leslie Pierce. Read by Sherry Baines. Chapter 1. July 1914. Sheltering from the heavy rain in a doorway, he looked across the street to the little bow-windowed milliner's. Just the name Bell in gold italic writing above the window made his heart race a little faster. He could see two ladies silhouetted inside, and the way they moved suggested they were excited by the pretty hats on display. He had achieved his objective, to discover if Bell had realized her dream. But now he was here, so close to her, he wanted much more. A plump, rosy-faced matron joined him in the doorway to shelter from the rain. She was struggling with an umbrella which had blown inside out.
"If it don't stop raining soon, we'll all get webbed feet," she remarked jovially as she tried to right her umbrella. "I don't know what possessed me to come out in it."
"I was thinking the same myself," he replied, and took the umbrella from her to straighten out the spokes.
"There you are," he added, as he handed it back to her. "But I expect it will do the same again in the next gust of wind."
She looked at him curiously.
"You're French, aren't you? But you speak good English."
He smiled. He liked the way English women of her age didn't hold back from asking complete strangers questions. French women were much more reticent.
"Yes, I am French, but I learned English when I lived here for a couple of years."
"Are you back here on holiday?" she asked.
"Yes, visiting old friends," he said.
For that was partially true.
"I was told Blackheath was a very pretty place, but I didn't pick a good day to visit it."
She laughed and agreed no one would want to walk on the heath in such heavy rain.
"You must live in the south of France," she said,
looking at his tanned face appraisingly.
"My brother holidayed in Nice and came back as brown as a conker."
He had no idea what a conker was, but he was glad the woman seemed prepared to chat, hoping he might learn something about Belle from her.
"I live near Marseille, and that shop over there reminds me of French milliners," he said, pointing to the hat shop.
She looked over to it and smiled.
"Well, they say she learned her trade in Paris, and all the ladies in the village love her hats," she said, with real warmth in her voice. "I'd have popped in there myself today, if the weather wasn't so bad. She's always got time for everyone. Such a lovely young woman."
"So she has good business, then?"
"Yes, indeed. She gets ladies coming from all over to buy from her, I'm told. But I must make my way home now, or there won't be any dinner tonight."
"It was a pleasure talking to you," he said,
and helped her put her umbrella up again.
"You should go over there and buy your wife a hat,"
the woman said as she began to walk away.
"You won't find a better shop, not even up in Regent Street."
After the woman had gone, he continued to look across the street to the shop, hoping for a glimpse of Belle. He had no wife to buy a pretty hat for, and he hardly needed an excuse to drop into an old friend's shop. But was it wise to stir up the past? He turned to look at his reflection in the shop window beside him. Old friends back in France claimed he'd changed in the 2 years since he last saw Belle. But he couldn't see any difference himself. He was still as lean and fit. Hard work on his small farm kept him that way, and his shoulders were even broader and more muscular. But perhaps his friends meant that the old scar on his cheek had faded, and contentment had softened his angular features to make him look less dangerous. 10 years ago, in his mid-twenties, when he'd needed to be able to strike fear into people, he'd taken some pride.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?